Cornelius Griggs is in the studio. He is the president of GMA Construction, and I met Cornelius a few weeks ago at the James Tyree Pitch Event. Cornelius is one of the three finalists for this year's James Tyree Award. Hey, welcome to the Business Lunch.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here this morning.
Tell me a little bit about GMA Construction.
So GMA Construction Group is a veteran-owned, minority-owned, disadvantaged business here in the city of Chicago. We focus on general contracting, construction management, and cost engineering services right here in the city of Chicago.
And you do big things, right?
We do very big things.
You were number two on the Obama Library list?
Yes, we were the
Does that keep you up at night? You're wondering what?
Yeah, you know, when you are second place, is always tough. But we were excited to make it that far.
But maybe when I say you do big things, it doesn't have to do with the size or the footprint of the building. It's the mission of that's behind the buildings, right? Tell me about the purpose of GMA Construction.
So GMA Construction Group focuses on affordable housing, healthcare, and education in low-income communities. Growing up here in the city of Chicago, in the Chicago housing projects like I did, I noticed that those were some of the areas in which we lacked resources in. So when I started GMA Construction Group, it was with a focus on those three areas. So you can see us throughout the city of Chicago building projects in affordable housing, healthcare, and education.
You turn down jobs that don't meet that?
We don't turn down jobs that don't meet that, but that's our primary focus, okay. And that's how we've built our business, and it has a greater impact on the community.
You mentioned that you grew up in the housing projects.
Yeah, grew up in Cabrini Green.
You were raised by aunts. You were awarded the state.
Tell I was awarded the state. So at the age of 8, my mom gave me up, and I became awarded the state. So I bounced around from different households before I landed with a very welcoming family at the age of 13, and it was doing those critical parts of my life that I began to get some structure. So from 13 to 17, I lived with that family inside of Cabrini Green in the Austin community.
It's interesting. So from, would you tell me that 13 to 17?
13 to 17.
You learned a lot. You
picked I learned a ton.
You probably learned a lot from 8 to 13 too, but different lessons.
Yes, that's right. And I think a lot of what I learned between 8 and 13 is what kind of helped me stay focused when you grow up in an environment where 95% of the folks that you run with are no longer here or could be incarcerated.
Right. And so what drove you then to this sort of mission-driven construction company?
So after working for 15 years in the industry for two of the largest companies in the country, I decided that it was time for me to step out and take that knowledge and information that I had gained over those years of experience, whether it was through Clark or Walsh or whether it was in the military where I traveled the country and the world building military barracks. It was time to take that and bring that back home and start helping folks from communities in which the ones I grew up in.
How many years in the military?
I was in the military for 11 years.
Most exotic spot.
Well, unfortunately, the places I went weren't exotic.
Well, they were exotic, but it wasn't a comfortable exotic.
Yeah,
I guess.
So Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Doha, Qatar, just a few of the places I've been.
And so a kid who is raised in the projects, makes it on his own, goes to the military, comes back, and decides to help. We know about the buildings. We know about the projects. Tell me about the workers you hire.
35% of our workforce are considered what they call low income. So we are a Section 3 contractor. So we focus on hiring individuals who come from that income bracket, and we give them opportunities. The mission of our firm is to develop people that are going to transform communities. So we take a keen focus on making sure we are hiring folks who really, really need the opportunity and giving them a chance to succeed.
You know, we were talking about off the air that you worked on the McCormick's Place project, right?
Yep.
And so you went back, and that was one of your projects. There's the plaque with all the names on it. You found your name.
That's right.
So it's nice to go back to a building and see that. But I would imagine it might even be nicer to go back and see people.
Yep.
Who you've helped. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, in 2007, I started a construction management program with the City College of Chicago. And when I started that program, I was currently working for a firm. And now that I own my own firm, about 17 of those students have worked for me at some given point in time. Currently, right now, we have 6 or 7 that are working for us. So these are individuals who started out, got an associate degree, have now come on board, have worked for us, and they've grown through the ranks.
The prize is $50,000.
It is.
I don't see you taking that to a casino and gambling it away. How would that award, what would you do with that award to further your business?
Well, I started my business with a $15,000 loan from Axione and $45,000 of my own investment. And we've turned that into a $30 million a year business. So $50,000 would go a long way for us. But most importantly, we're going to invest that back into our people. We have a program with the Chicago Public Schools. It's called the CREATE program, where we bring in summer interns in the summertime, and we introduce them to careers in construction management. So we're going to take a portion of that, and we're going to use that to help develop Chicago Public School high school students. Cool. And then the other portion is going to go to invest in our people and technology.
Cornelius Griggs, president of GMA Construction. Congratulations to being named a panelist, and good luck to you in the future. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We'll talk to the other finalists. There are two others. And then all of this comes to fruition on, I think it's June 5th, right?
That is right.
Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce annual meeting. Good luck to you. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Go out and visit us, www.gmaconstructiongroup.com.
It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.